But now onto something involving education. We've got the maths class, got the science class, got the English class, of course. Do we also need, though, electrotechnology class? The New Zealand Initiative says schools need to introduce vocational and industry-led subjects as part of the new post-NCEA exam system. The idea, basically, is to try to help send more students towards the skilled and the well-paid roles in the trades rather than the current system where university is seen as the default option. New Zealand Initiative Senior Fellow Michael Johnston has written a report on this and he's with us now. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you, Heather. So, nice to be here.
Yeah, it's good to chat to you. Talk to me, explain your thinking on this to me.
Well, it's been proposed by already by the ministry that the new qualification for secondary school students that will replace NCEA from 2029 include what they're calling industry-led subjects. That means, you know, in more common language, vocational education. So it could be electric engineering, it could be mechanical engineering, it could be construction, animal husbandry, these kinds of things that lead to apprenticeships and other kind of industry training. So the idea is to redress the balance between what we might call academic learning or focused learning that's focused on going to university and learning that's focused on the trades and industry.
I mean, so this is basically going back to woodwork classes, yeah?
Well, it's a lot more sophisticated than that. There's something like 250 apprenticeships available if you look on all of the different on the register of apprenticeships. So, I mean, yes, carpentry and building that would be one, but there are many, many others.
Do we not already do this?
Oh, we have technology as part of our curriculum, but that's not the same thing as explicitly preparing people to engage with industry training and apprenticeships. So these subjects will be very squarely pointing towards post-school options in studying apprenticeships and other industry training.
And so these subjects would be offered within schools rather than offered within industry and cross-credited back to school?
That's a very good question. So I think that realistically, to do this justice, schools will be partnering with tertiary institutions and with employers, and some of the learning may well take place off the school campus. Having said that, they'll need to be resourced to do that, and at the moment, schools are really not. So a really big caveat on all of this is where are the resources coming from so that schools can do it justice.
Have you spent much time, Michael, thinking about the future of work and what it looks like with AI around?
I've spent a fair bit of time thinking about AI in various ways. And
is it reasonable?
The world of work is going to change beyond recognition.
Okay.
But I would say that quite a lot of these trades are going to be the last ones standing
This is what I was going to ask you. Is it a case that the things that we value currently, diagnostic jobs like, I don't know, your GP sitting there telling you what's wrong with you, your lawyer writing your legal letters, that could be largely wiped out by AI? Or am I being too dramatic here?
Well, I'm sure the lawyers and doctors would dispute this, but I think it could be largely displaced. I do think the human beings will still want to talk to human beings, so there will still be lawyers and doctors, but there may be fewer of them, and they might make very heavy use of AI
in their own jobs.
The kind of thing that AI can do really well, whereas AI for the foreseeable future will not fix your pipes.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so in the end, is it not safe to think that the things that you should be sending your children into as jobs are things that computers can't do, like fixing your pipes, as you say, fixing your wiring, building a house?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good bet at the moment.
Okay. Michael, thank you very much. That's it. We're cancelling Harvard and we're going down to who teaches you to build around here? The guy down the road. We're going there instead. Michael, thanks very much. Michael Johnston, New Zealand Initiative Senior Research Fellow.